It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Governor Rick Snyder today presented his budget proposal for the fiscal year 2013, which begins this October. Unlike last year's budget, there weren't big cuts or major structural changes. Joining us now to discuss the budget proposal is Governor Snyder. Governor, welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you, Jen.
Now, this year's budget looks quite a bit different from last year. How did you decide what areas would receive increases?
Well, we did it in a very thoughtful fashion where it wasn't piecemealing it. It was basically we had many requests, many things we wanted to look at, so we collected all those. And that was a case of saying, first, we got to live within our means. The second one is you have to prioritize, and we wanted to do it in a way where you just don't give a little bit to too many things, so nothing really improves. It was really to focus in on key areas. Education, obviously, because we had a tough year last year. But importantly, topics like public safety, investment in infrastructure, human services is an important area. And then finally, to make sure we were saving some things for the future in terms of paying down liabilities and the rainy day fund.
As you said, you made it a priority to put some funding back in K-12 education. But do you expect the increase you've proposed to have a significant impact in light of some of the deep cuts education has taken?
Well, again, we invested more in education this year, and I think that will make a difference because, in particular, we're focusing not just on spending money, because the issue in our educational system is not a money issue, it's a performance issue about student growth. Michigan was ranked 21st in per-pupil spending. Our results showed we were somewhere between 35th and 39th in math and reading scores. And so we're adding incremental dollars that are fairly significant, but we said let's have best practices in how they're deployed, and let's have a reward for student growth, actually measuring the growth of an individual student from year to year as part of this process and showing people that if you show results, we want to really support you.
You've also made public safety an issue of focus. Do you think a lack of funding is the main reason we're seeing an increase in crime in some Michigan cities?
Again, funding is not the beginning question. It's really about making sure we're doing policing criminal justice the best way and having the resources to follow up and do that.
You've also included roughly $5 million in a youth employment project in high-crime areas. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I included that along with a $15 million allocation for employment opportunities for the structurally unemployed and the high-at-risk people in these communities of great distress and higher crime. Because a lot of this is, how do we help people get a career or a job? So if someone has something to look forward to, if they're employed, the likelihood of them getting into trouble or having a problem goes down dramatically. So that was part of looking at this as a big picture solution, not simply one about locking up more people.
Governor, you've also proposed putting $130 million into the state's rainy day fund. How do you respond to people who say that rainy day is right now in Michigan and that money needs to go towards education and some of the people you were just speaking about?
The rainy day fund is an important topic because it's there for a couple reasons. One is for economic challenges, but also one of the great concerns I have is the federal government has got major budget issues themselves. And to the degree they resolve them, and I certainly hope they do, it's fairly likely they could push down some unfunded mandates on us that could create extreme stress. So it's something that we need to be thoughtful about because of both the federal budget issues and the economy to make sure we're prepared in case there are, problems coming up.
I think some people were surprised to see an increase in funding for arts and culture, about $3.6 million proposed. What led you to that choice?
I believe in it. It's part of quality of life, and it actually ties to job creation. And so that's important. We put in some dollars last year that didn't get much attention, and I want to increase that this year. One of the great phenomenons we had that I like to talk about would be something like Art Prize in Grand Rapids. There you have a case of arts and culture. But basically, it helped, do wonderful things for the downtown area. It's created jobs. It's created excitement. And it would be great to have some resources to essentially ask communities to come forward with ideas that we might be able to help seed that could lead to great events like that across Michigan.
I've been speaking with Governor Rick Snyder. Governor, thank you for your time.
It was great to be with you.